It's Monday, March 17th, 2008, and welcome to episode 29 of Tech Talk for Teachers. I'm Tom Grissom. Happy St. Patrick's Day, everyone. Last week, I talked about Microsoft SkyDrive, and I can report that this free service has proven very useful for me over the past 2 weeks. Having 5 gigabytes of files available to you anywhere in the world that you have an internet connection can change the paradigm for how you go about your day-to-day activities. I have used other online storage solutions in the past, from free Web 2.0-based services to locally-based enterprise-hosted services. SkyDrive offers most of the same functionality of these services for free. The sharing feature of SkyDrive is also very powerful for educators wanting to share documents and files with their students or the entire world. Instead of posting information to a web page and uploading and linking the appropriate documents to the web server, you can now just share the document files directly from your SkyDrive public folder and provide a link to your students to download the file. Before SkyDrive became available, I used Gmail and Google Docs as a workaround for my online storage needs. SkyDrive fills a different need for me. There's still room for improvement in that ideally I would like for my SkyDrive to appear as just another drive letter on my computer, just like a local network drive. The other weakness is that you have to upload files one at a time, so a drag and drop interface would be a great addition to add multiple files or even entire folders all at once. I do know that Microsoft is working on Live Folder Share, that is a file synchronization tool, but it is still in beta. The Folder Share service may allow some of this desired functionality in the future. Folder Share offers a way to keep files in sync on multiple computers, so if you do an update on a file on one computer, it can automatically be synced using the Folder Share to your online storage. This would be a great backup feature for important files. If you have another free solution that currently offers a service similar to SkyDrive for free, please send me an email and let me know how you like it. Many Web 2.0 companies allow for time-shifted and place-shifted learning to occur. This is something that we as educators need to adapt to. While anytime, anywhere learning is not new, it really began in earnest in the mid-1990s with the advent of widespread adoption of the internet and the development of course management systems for distance learning. To be honest, this is nothing new, as the advent of the printing press also offered anytime and anywhere learning to the masses over 500 years ago. I still talk with many educators that are locked into the time and place method of delivering content out of habit. There are some very interesting and useful fun sites on the web where you can learn just about any topic under the sun on your own time. Finding them and qualifying the sites as a credible source, however, is another issue. Designing learning experiences is also another problem that educators are struggling with because many sites offering good content are also sponsored by advertisers. Advertising is pervasive on the internet, unfortunately, renders many sites unusable to educators. Web 2.0 companies do have much to offer education, but we are still sorting out the benefits from the distractions. Many advertisements are inappropriate for children and thus limit the potential the web has to offer education. It is really sad when you find a good, relevant site you want to use, but you have to concern yourself with inappropriate advertising that may pop up on the site. Sometimes these sites also solicit additional information, such as asking for your name and email address. While this is probably good business practice, it is not good educational practice. Therefore, many sites go unused due to these concerns. My technology pick of the week this week is a fun little website that will help you hone your geography skills. GeoSense is an online world geography game that uses an interactive quiz format to test your geography skills. A link is provided in the show notes. When you visit the site, you can go in as a visitor, or you can sign up with a username and password so the site can track your highest scores. The game provides you with a world map, and at the top of the screen, it will ask you to locate a country or city. You are to click the mouse on the world map as close as you can to the location of the requested country, and you have only 10 seconds to do so. Once you click on the location, GeoSense will automatically calculate how many kilometers off you were, and then go on to the next location. At the end of the game, it will give you an average of how far off you were in kilometers of the 10 random locations given. It is a quite fun and addictive game that offers immediate feedback of how well you did. It can also be humbling when you're off more than 500 kilometers of where you thought a country or city is located. This site does utilize Google Ads, so it is sponsored by advertisers that may or may not be appropriate for children, so be careful when using sites like these. The geography game is very well designed from an instructional design perspective, Just be aware that clicking on other links on this site may take you to other websites that may not be appropriate, may solicit additional information from users, or be designed to sell additional products and services. So learner and educators beware. The same is true for Google, Microsoft, and many other Web 2.0 services. After all, we cannot have innovation for free, and these businesses need to make money to stay in business. There is no such thing as a free lunch. Finding a symbiotic relationship and a balance to create a win-win situation is still a struggle for many educators as we try to separate the wheat from the chaff of the internet, as well as protect the children from inappropriate websites and advertising. While advertisements are nothing new on the internet, the frequency has certainly increased over the years as businesses increase their presence on the internet. I have provided a couple of links to interesting articles in the show notes from Zenith Optimedia and MarketingCharts.com discussing internet advertising trends if you're interested in learning more. Internet advertising spending is projected to grow 85% between 2006 and 2009, according to these articles. Links to the GeoSense Geography game, SkyDrive, and Google Docs are also available in the show notes. That wraps it up for episode 29 of Tech Talk for Teachers. Show notes for this episode, as well as archived versions of previous episodes of Tech Talk for Teachers, are available on the web at techtalkforteachers.blogspot.com. That's Tech Talk, the number 4, teachers.blogspot.com. If you have questions or comments about using technology in the classroom, or if you have some news you would like to share, please post a comment to the blog or send me an email to techtalk@eiu.edu. Until next time, this is Tom Grissom. Keep on learning.